With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Latest from New York on a civil fraud case against President Trump.
President Donald Trump declared total victory on Thursday after a New York appeals court threw out a massive civil fraud judgment against him. Now, the court narrowly endorsed a lower court position that Trump exaggerated his net worth, exaggerated the value of his assets, including Trump Tower and his golf courses. However, the five-judge panel in the state's appellate division ruled that the fine, the penalty, which ballooned with interest to $515 million, that was excessive. They knocked the amount down to zero.
An energy group taking on Democrats' efforts to bias courts against energy producers, Daniel Turner with the Power the Future, says he wants to know more about the Democrat environmentalist effort to, quote, cozy up to the judges. He says he's asking the Department of Justice to take away the veil of secrecy and adds it's important since climate activists are increasingly using the court to circumvent their inability to enact the green agenda through executive action and the GOP-controlled Congress. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, has passed away at the age of 89. More on the story from correspondent George Williams in Washington.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. Back to school time in the United States.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump team as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's team on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies. And this is SRN News. Well, they say it's an extremely beautiful sight, historic tall ships visiting Amsterdam, part of the Maritime History Festival. More on this story from correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Large crowds were packed along a major canal in Amsterdam to watch a flotilla of hundreds of historic ships sail into the Dutch capital during the start of a five-day festival. Ships from all over the world, many decorated with colorful flags, are taking part in the 10th edition of Sail Amsterdam, which coincides with the city's 750th anniversary. A replica of the three-masted clipper Stad Amsterdam passed through a lock to officially start the event. Every ship is greeted with two cannon shots and its country's national anthem. The event is held every 5 years, but the 2020 edition was canceled because of the COVID pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And more details at srnnews.com.